Hi and welcome back. Now, in this video, what I would like to focus on is another list, another seven areas. Now, these are the seven main areas of life, because if you want to life coach people, then it's absolutely imperative that you understand the seven main areas of life in which we need to bring into balance. All right. Now, you have already been introduced to these seven areas, although I've not actually spelt them out, right back at the start of the course in section one or two when I introduced you to the life balance questionnaire. Well, these are the seven main areas, the seven same areas. That's what I offered you in that book. We have relationships. We've got our family and social, professional relationships. We've already established that the quality of our life is pretty much solely determined by the quality of the relationships that we have with other people. Relationships make and are the very network of life. When our relationships go well, our lives go well, and if this area of our life is out of balance, then it doesn't really matter what else we do. We are going to really struggle to feel fulfilled in life, and what's true for us is going to be true for your clients. Because sometimes people, when their lives are out of balance, will focus more on one or two areas. This is generally what happens. So the purpose of this exercise and the reason why it's so important is again for you to hold your clients to account. As a life coach, this is something that you're gonna have to get good at, all right? It can seem a little bit intimidating, I appreciate, but this is about you not being aggressive, not being bossy, it's just more being assertive, all right? We know that unless our lives are balanced and we're living in a balanced way, then we're never going to be fulfilled in all areas, which is what we need to feel. If we're not fulfilled fundamentally throughout all of our main life areas in life, then we're always going to be then naturally more inclined to focus on what we don't have. Because people, human beings, plus gratitude don't always go together, all right? 9 times out of 10, we focus on what we don't have rather than on what we do. We therefore value and place more importance on us getting what we do have, and this can and will often come at the cost of the things that we do have. So for example, I shared with you in an earlier video that my dad, when I was growing up, I love him, he's my dad, we're not friends, we don't have a close relationship, unfortunately. But that's just never been the case, so you don't miss what you've never had. And this is also going to be true for most people. But I can only imagine that that was never his intention. I can only imagine that, you know, going back 30 or 40 years ago, if you'd said to him, you know, Mr. Ramsay, would you like to go into your 60s and your 70s being estranged from your son? He most likely would have said, no, I want to have a strong relationship with my son. But unfortunately, that would have been a goal for him back then, I can only imagine. But if we don't take action, follow through, all these sorts of things, then they come at the cost of us fulfilling our goals. So you see, some people will put their career or money before the relationships that they have. I would always define that as being misplaced. The reason that I've put relationships at the top of the list here is because relationships are the number one priority in my life. Now you might be thinking, well, relationships aren't the number one priority in yours, or in mine, if that's you saying that, which might be okay, might be fine for you. But seriously, if you don't find fulfillment through the quality of relationships that you have, then where do you? You can find fulfillment through achievement and accomplishment, but those things are always going to be fleeting. They're never going to be long term, which means that you're going to have to keep on achieving and accomplishing in order to maintain that same level of fulfillment. And this is one trap that many people get stuck in life, especially guys. Guys especially are particularly bad at this, especially in the UK. I don't really know what it's like other parts of the world. I know guys in Australia can also be really bad at this. So if you're an Aussie watching this, or you're in the UK, then I'm speaking to you. I can't really speak for anywhere else in the world because I've not really had too much experience. But guys in the UK, guys in Australia will focus generally more upon their career than what they do on the relationships that they have. Which can be detrimental in so many different areas. Again, money, finances, people that focus too much on money. Well, if you're focusing on money, then that means you're not focusing on connection. The cost is quite apparent. Some people, again, will focus more on health and fitness, which isn't a bad thing. Your physical body is, well, this is your vehicle, isn't it? It's going to get you from A to B and from B to C, and it's going to get you around from today right until the day that you die. But again, in Scotland, in the middle of winter, it can get pretty cold. And you can walk through the high street in Dunfermline or in Edinburgh, which is near to where I live, and you will see guys walking down the street, built like that, big bulging biceps, little white tight t-shirts showing off their muscles, who've clearly just come from a steroids-infused session down the gym. And health and fitness can sometimes be taken to the extreme for many people who prioritise their own physical appearance and how they look and how they present themselves to the world above and beyond how they actually are for the world. All right, this can become a really distorted and misplaced priority, where some people place more priority or greater value priority on how they present themselves, how they appear, opposed to how they are. There's a great principle in life that I'll urge you to adopt and build into your life, and it's this. Things that look good aren't always good. Now, when it comes to personal branding, I think I shared earlier on, maybe I didn't. In fact, I don't think I did, so I'll share it now. I was given guidance by a marketer that I had once about, you know, personal branding. And personal branding, if you do research online, is all about creating a facade, a social image for yourself, leading people to believe whatever it is that you want them to believe about you. Now, that's okay if you are presenting this image that's authentic and that is a natural, genuine representation of yourself, but if it's not, then you're being false and you're also being deceitful. So this is kind of what many people fall into the trap with in health and fitness. Life coaching and physical training kind of go hand in hand. If you think about it, physical trainers will train people's physical bodies, but as a life coach, what you're looking to train is people's mindsets. Where physical trainers look to build up people's biceps, you're looking to build up people's characters and people's minds. All right. So people who prioritize building up the biceps over their minds are really living back to front. There's nothing wrong with huge biceps, but a mind, the mind is what's going to win you the game. All right, the biceps might win you the race, but the mind's what's going to keep you going in the long term. Routine responsibilities, again, kind of speaks for itself. Some people that perhaps focus more on money, health and fitness, career, education, or even on relationships might sacrifice their routine responsibilities, sometimes unknowingly. Routine responsibilities are sometimes these things such as paying bills, dealing with important letters, council letters. I get caught out, they come through the post in the brown envelopes, and I know that it's going to be boring and it's going to demand something from me. So what do I do with it? I just leave it sitting there, out of sight, it becomes out of mind. And then I end up with reminders and late fees and all these sorts of things. And it's not because I don't pay my bills, it's just because I hate dealing with routine responsibilities. This is something that I don't particularly enjoy, but it's something that we just have to do if we want to live a balanced and a well-rounded life. Because bear in mind, if we're not managing our routine responsibilities well, they can come back and bite us on the arse. Routine responsibilities generally aren't particularly exciting or interesting, so we're therefore naturally not going to be so inclined to prioritise them on our list to do things. But routine responsibilities must take place and must somehow work their way into our short-term goals. It's important that we invest as much time into routine responsibilities as what we do admin, paying bills, committing, you know, fulfilling tasks, or in our Evernote to-do lists and things like that. Because if we don't, then we can end up absolutely burdened moving forward, which is most likely what your clients are going to come to you with, feeling completely overwhelmed when all the small things just end up catching up with them. So it's a good thing to not put off until tomorrow the things that we can do today. And this brings us to giving back, all right? Because if you think about it, relationships, a career, our money, our health, our routine responsibilities is all to do with us, isn't it? Our relationships, our career, our money, our health, our responsibilities. I once heard this interesting term that our lives should be like a water fountain, all right? And if you think about it, water fountains are great. They look nice, water comes in and it kind of goes round and round and round. But in a water fountain, on a hot day or in the summertime, it might be the case that some people come and drink out of the water fountain. Well, what happens if there's more water going out than what there is coming in? Well, that's right, the water fountain's going to eventually dry up, isn't it? And what's true with water fountains is also true for us. You see, if our life, and if your clients make life coaching all about them getting, then they're going to end up getting, 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 and the life or the water fountain could just end up overflowing, which means that so much water goes to waste. I'm speaking metaphorically here. So what is important for all of us to find is a channel through which we can begin giving back in a meaningful way that's appropriate and relevant for us. So in the next video, I'm going to share with you a really cool project that you can share with your clients. It's going to help you to bring all of this into balance, but no more about that for now anyway. But giving back is kind of why you're watching this course, isn't it? You're watching this course because you want to make a difference, you want to be able to give back in some way, because we fundamentally know that it's through giving that we find fulfillment in life. And if you think about it, if we are not giving anyone anything, then how likely are we then going to be to fulfill our greatest life vision? Do you see how all of this completely interconnects? I hope you do. Because the last of our seven main areas in life is in our mental, our emotional, and our inner well-being. Now, we've looked at this in the earlier section of the course. When we looked at our beliefs, I introduced you to you. We understand that we're body, we're soul, we're spirit, and body's about health and fitness. This is more to do with soul, giving back, knowing that we're making a difference. And all the rest of it is kind of going to determine how alive we are in spirit or otherwise, because life, as I've already said, is all about balance. So the reason that I share all of this with you is just an introduction to the workbook that's attached in the additional material section of this video. And this is the goal setting workbook, because a few videos ago we looked at you establishing your greatest life vision, which means that you can now help your clients to define a greatest life vision. But now what I want you to do is establish a long-term goal, or the greatest vision that you have for each of these seven life areas. Because once you've established a vision, the greatest vision that you can possibly have for each of these seven life areas, these visions become your long-term goals. It's what it is that you actually want. For me, I want to be a father that my children want to spend time with. I want to be a loving husband to my wife. I want to be a good friend to other people, because it's these things that are going to fundamentally make me successful. No amount of money. But I also understand that what I do is going to determine how much money I'm able to make, because I want to take responsibility for my wife, for my home. I want to be able to provide them nice things, create opportunity for them and others. So I can't just focus on the relationships. I need to bring about balance. Obviously, my personal health and fitness is paramount. If I let myself go and just commit a lifetime to eating McDonald's and chocolate, then I'm going to get obese or fat. I'm then going to have less energy to otherwise invest into all of these things. Routine responsibilities, because I have a wife. These days she takes care of more of the admin side of things, which sets me free to focus on all the bigger, longer term goals that I'm far more passionate about pursuing anyway. But what I'm saying here is life's all about balance. And in order for us to bring our life into balance, it's crucial that we establish these long term goals for each of our seven main life areas. So, to wrap this video up, I'm going to encourage you to go first. Print off the workbook, it's attached. What we have done here is there's a branded workbook, my own one, and then there's a separate unbranded workbook that you can print off, that you can recreate and use in the context of your own life coaching practice. So I hope all of this is still making sense to you. This isn't quite as deep as the prior sections, I do appreciate, but we're not finished yet. I might have one or two more things up my sleeve. But other than that, that's all for now, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.